Welcome to another Noonday Meditation, your oasis of hope. I am your presenter, Dumbun Dunkley. Today we focus on the theme, the obstacles in your path. It is Whitley Phipps that once said, "It is in the quiet crucibles of your personal, private sufferings that your noblest dreams are born and God's greatest gifts are given." The story is told of a wealthy and curious king. This king had a huge boulder placed in the middle of a road. Then he hid nearby to see if anyone would try to remove this gigantic rock from the road. The first people to pass were some of the king's wealthiest merchants and the couriers. Rather than moving it, they simply walked around it. A few loudly blamed that the king is not maintaining the road. Not one of them tried to move the boulder. Finally, a peasant came. His arms were full of vegetables. When he got near the boulder, rather than simply walking around it, as the others had done, the peasant put down his load and tried to move the stone to the side of the road. It took a lot of effort, but he finally succeeded. The peasant gathered up his load and was ready to go on his way when he saw a purse lying in the road where the boulder had been. The peasant opened the purse. The purse was stuffed full of gold coins and a note from the king. The king's note said that the purse's gold was a reward for moving the boulder from the road. The king showed the peasant what many of us never understand. Every obstacle presents an opportunity to improve our condition. As the process of overcoming our obstacles get more complicated, you will face setbacks and roadblocks that may have you questioning your commitment to your goal and your ability to achieve it. Sometimes these challenges feel like giant red stop signs, but often they're learning experiences that will ultimately benefit you when you overcome them. You will experience challenges that are both minor and major throughout your life, and it is up to you to decide how you're going to react to them. If you're able to navigate through obstacles, you will find that a goal that once seemed unattainable will start to become a reality. As we reflect on the obstacles in your life, and you ask your question, "Why me, Lord?" And with quick response, "Why not you? Why not you?" A Christian's greatest gift of his obstacles is the passing of his tests. And the blessing he receives is much more than any monetary value. His greatest gift is his testimony. That gift he can share to others, to motivate, to encourage, to give strength. As we go through our day and the obstacles arise, let God be your guide as we remove the boulder waiting on our prayers. Let us pray. Father God, we indeed want to thank you for the obstacles that you send in our way, to allow us to be strong, to allow us to learn from the many situations, the many challenges that may come. I ask, Father, that you may be with us when we're going through those stuff, to help us, to guide us through it, dear Lord, that we may be overcome. That we may be overcomers, dear Lord, so that we can testify about your goodness. Share your love. Share your message. and indeed we shall reap our reward. This we ask. Amen.